For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. In 1956, an iconic photograph was taken at Sun Studio in Memphis. Elvis Presley is sitting at a piano, and standing around him are Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, and Johnny Cash. The Daily Newspaper captioned this photo, "Million Dollar Quartet." The picture is the stuff of legend. It inspired a Broadway musical, Million Dollar Quartet, and that musical inspired a new television series that will be filmed this spring. Now, it seems reasonable that a TV series about Memphis musicians meeting at a Memphis landmark would be shot in Memphis. But it is, in fact, big news that the series will actually be filmed here. And so to explain why this is, we're talking with Memphis and Shelby County Film Commissioner Lynn Sittler. Lynn, thanks for joining us.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
Lynn, these days it takes more than just a great location to get a television series made in your city.
Today it's become very competitive based on state filming incentives. And it's not what is the best choice artistically or creatively, it's what state can I go to and get the most money back.
I think that because Million Dollar Quartet is such a Memphis story, it is a little shocking that it takes a group of state legislators, commissioners, and $4 million in incentives to make them want to film here.
Quite frankly, they wouldn't be here if we didn't first have incentive money. No matter how much they may like us and find me especially charming, they are not going to come here unless they have incentivization. And the state offers 25% refund, cash refund of the money left in the state.
Lynn Sittler, how do you answer the question, should taxpayers be helping Hollywood make movies and television shows in Tennessee?
Because it's a very, very good investment. I mean, they spend a fortune on food. There's construction. There's all the supplies for building the sets. It's four times the amount of money that Walk the Line left here. They left something like 3 point something million. This is going to leave 17.1 million. That's why you want a TV series, because it goes for a long time. And also because it may come back for season two, season three, season four.
Do you think that having a title like Million Dollar Quartet helps to get the state funding?
I think it certainly helped. I think if it had been about a hatchet murderer that ran through the city, we would have had the support that we did. But this is about, you know, the very basis of the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau's tourism is this era. They use it to market Memphis. So, I mean, that tells you right there how important the 1950s is to Memphis tourism and to state tourism. I mean, let's face it, isn't Graceland our number one tourist attraction?
So are there going to be some opportunities for locals to be in this series?
Oh, yes. And I'm telling you the truth when I say that they have not cast the leads. Somebody could walk in and be cast as Elvis or Jerry Lee.
And there are opportunities for a lot of walk-ons, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. And they want everybody to come dressed in costume with 50s makeup and hair.
So poodle skirts and pompadours.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
And if you've been in a recent high school production of Grease, you might want to raid the wardrobe closet.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That casting call for the new television series Million Dollar Quartet is February 13th at Elvis's alma mater, Humes Preparatory Academy Middle School. Find out more about it at the website filmmemphis.org. And we've been talking with Lynn Sittler, head of the Memphis and Shelby County Film and Television Commission. Lynn, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I'll see you at the casting call.
Well, I don't want no other love. But baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.